Simin Kuf Tzadi. We're really in the middle of Sif Yud. We didn't get to finish up. Hopefully finish up Sif Yud and see how far we can get. The Halachas of Bigdei Tzivonim. So the Shaila, what happens when you have two Begadim? One is Tzivonim and the other one underneath it is white. And the Kesem goes through from the color to the white. So the Betel HaChokma has a tshuva about this. And he says that once it already went through the Tzivonim, so then, once by the time it hits the white, it was already tohar. Kvar tiru chazal esakesem, and the dam is considered dam tohar, and therefore it's not a problem. Even though now it's on lavan, but since it already went through the tivanim, it's not a problem. However, lemaisa, most poiskis ma'anenu do not go like that. Chochoni says lahedi not that way, and many go not that way. That's how Berkowitz goes. That certainly it's not. What was the lashon that some of the ilum said that tivanim is nishkin mikvah? It's not metahar a kesem. Kol kama that you find the kesem on the vanim afterwards, then it's going to be a problem. L'chur the pashtus is the reason behind it is because by ksamim we go. We'll see more mafurish later on beis Hashem. But b'derech klal, like we mentioned in the past, someone goes b'shas metzias a kesem. Since b'shas metzias a kesem, you found it on lavan. Therefore, the fact that it had to be that it went through the tzivayim to get to the lavan, machnas teis, is not going to change anything, and therefore it's going to be a problem. It's lechur not like that. It's lechur not like Rabbi Yashar Sarabai Kinoachim, which is bepash. That's why the rest of the pricing don't go that way. Now, what would be lechur in this accordingly? If somebody finds something on tzivayim, and afterwards he puts a white beged down on top of it, and it goes through, it soaks now through the tzivayim and goes to the white beged. In such a case, it would be tar. Since b'shas metzias hakesem, you found it only on tzavua. Afterwards, you put down a white beged on top of it, and since it wasn't fully absorbed inside the beged, it was still wet. It went from the tzavua to the white. Then it's not a new kesem; it's the kesem that you saw beforehand, and therefore it's tar. In other words, we work b'shas metzias hakesem. If the first time you found the kesem, you found it on two begadim, on tzavua and on lavan, then it's going to be a problem. But if you only found it on tzavua, and then you took the beged tzavua and you held it against your white shirt for 3 minutes till it went to the white shirt, we're not going to say, oh, now it's going to be tar, even though lechura, now it's nikr the dam. But once the kesem, b'shas metzias hakesem was tar, then it's not going to be a problem.
Which one you look at first, or?
No, lechura not, because the b'shas metzias hakesem, you found it on both of them. It didn't go through. Now, this is common lechura. By stockings, by women's stockings, very often they have a white panel by the crotch, underneath the underwear. Therefore, even if women are careful to wear tzivayim, however, if it soaks through and it goes to the panel, then l'chura, the white panel, is lavan. And if a woman doesn't realize beforehand and she finds a kesem on both of them, l'chura, you're going to have an issue. The only shaila is, though, do stockings have a din of a davar hamakabel tumah, davar sheinah makabel tumah? This we mentioned last week. Something which is made out of nylon, which is really synthetic, l'chura, it's a davar sheinah makabel tumah. Now, it's a big shaila. Most paiskim seem to be makel. If you would make just a one piece, a beged out of one piece, it wouldn't be woven together. Most paiskim are makel if you make it out of something which is synthetic. But if you go ahead and you take this synthetic thing, and you turn it into strings, into threads, and now you weave it together and you make a beged, which is what they do by stockings, then that's a machlekes apaiskim, and the Badei Shulchan, the Minchas Yitzchak, a number of paiskim are machmer. Now, Rebbe Avad Yosef talks about this, he says, it's a machlekes apaiskim, whether or not we can consider Ramesh is mekel in such a case. He said, Moifes Ador, Negus Moshe, he says, and he goes, b'ksamim shem l'hakol, you can be mekel. Nevertheless, says Rebbe Avad Yosef, kokama that you have sewn into the around, you have sewn something which is made out of linen or wool or cotton, or something which is makabel tumah, then it's going to be a problem. He says, midaike from the Rambam, though when you're machaber, something which is makabel tumah, something which is not makabel tumah, the entire beged is makabel tumah. And Mimela, in such a case, l'chur, according to everybody, would be makabel tumah. Even if you want to say that if there's no cotton that's mechubar to this beged, in echanam it's not makabel tumah, but in such a case, the mashmoy says even the mekilin would be machmer that it is makabel tumah. Now, even without this, there's still a very common application. And I've gotten this question beforehand. For some reason, not for some reason, the clothing companies, they don't keep halachas. So therefore, even though they have very often they'll package something as colored underwear, nevertheless, the panel, Keneged Ois HaMakom, is very often it's white. At the bottom, there's always two panels. There's always two pieces of material. Now, sometimes they make that the outer one is colored, like the rest of the beged. However, the inner one is white. So a woman that would like to wear tzivonim, so what they do is they flip it in inside out. And now the top becomes color and the bottom becomes white. That's all fine and dandy as long as it doesn't soak through to the white. But if you find the kesem going through the color to the white, then in such a case where you found the kesem of both of them at the same time, it's not that you found it only on the color and then afterwards it soaked through to the white. You found them both at the same time, in such a case, l'chorah, it would be tummy. Actually, I had this case. I mean, there was even another thought to be made, I'll be the Chachma Sadan that we saw in the Pesach Tshuva, that when it goes over a seam, maybe you could split the ksamim. I think I had another thought to be made. Three sadan to be made that at the end of the day we don't paskin like. One, the Betel HaChachma, that when it goes through color to the white. Two, the Chachma Sadan, when it goes through, when it passes over a seam, then we could split it up. And three, if I was Mitzadin, maybe part of it wasn't, maybe red. At the end of the day, I didn't want to paskin for it. I give it over. He asked two Rabbanim, make that. And they both were not Mitzadin. So they both went also Kipshutay, not like this Betel HaChachma. The Chiddush wasn't that the seam doesn't separate it. That's the Chor Pashin, how we paskin. That if it's clear to everybody that it's one Kesem, that even if it goes over a seam, we're going to reckon it to be one. However, the other thing is the machlekes apreiskim, when it goes through the color to the white, what would be in that case? And the Betel HaChachma is mekel, but lamaisa, the minig of the apreiskim is to be machmer in such a case that it's considered that you found the kesem on lavan, and therefore it's going to be a problem. That's with regard to going through color to white. Now, what's the story with the kesem which is found on the body of a woman? Mefurish Mishnah, that's the first Mishnah that we saw, that a kesem which is nimsal basara is a problem, is tummy. The shayla is lachoro, it's tzavua, and or which is tzavua lachoro, the same way that we say b'negiah to begadim that it's not nikkur whether or not it's dama, therefore it's not makabel tuma, therefore it's not makabel tzavim. So too we should say the same svara in a case where it's skin which is not white. The truth is that the Chochmas Sadam in Kuf Yud Gimel Sif Yud, he says that Tzivoinim bidei shomayim or tzavua. Ve'urei tzavua is bidei shomayim etamim b'negoyim v'hu adin b'ktamim u'bidei adam ein matamim avogadam ein chalik bin tzavua bidei adam tzavua bidei shomayim. Chochma Sadam is mechal between tzavua bidei shomayim and tzavua bidei adam, that or, which is tzavua bidei shomayim, for example, a whale, it's gray or whatever, black, whatever color it is, that's considered tzavua. However, that's not considered tzavua, and therefore it's mekabel ktamim. However, tzavua bidei adam, if a person would take hard your belt, which is not originally black, and then you dye it, then in a chanami that's considered tzavua, and it's not mekabel ktamim. Roiv of the poskim are not mechalik. And they say it doesn't make a difference how it's tzavua. At the end of the day, whether it's tzavua bidei adam, tzavua bidei shemayim, then it's still considered tzavua, and it's not mekabel ktamim. The shayla is, let's see that. If or of a cow, or of a snake, is not makabel ktamim, so how come when it comes to or v'isho, then it is makabel ktamim? And the pasuk says that a woman's body is not white. It's actually Mefurish Mishnah in Maseches Negoim. Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, Bnei Yisrael, Ani Kaparosan, says, Harei hein ke'eshkoroya, loy levonim, v'loy shchorim, elo kebeinim. The color of, is talking about something which is white, when it's on, let's say, it's talked about a little bit earlier, something which is white when it's on a shvarta, so it looks like it's much whiter than it really is. So Chazal defined, how are you supposed to define whether or not it's really white or not? So the Gemara says, that's only with somebody that's a kushi. Somebody that's a Yisrael. Yisrael is ke'eshkarai. Eshkarai is a type of wood. It's like a wood color. It's a skin color, we would call. And that's not white, and it's not black. It's Mefurish that it's not considered white. And nevertheless, Elabeinonim, it's somewhere in between. And nevertheless, that's not considered tzavua. L'chair is Mefurish and Mishnah, that it's not considered tzavua. So the truth is, when it gets really dark, so the Chutshoni in one of the Tzionim, Reish Tamachtes, he's mitzada that if you could be mekalef it, if you could scrape it off of the Isha Kushis, then in such a case, if you see that it's dam, then it's not going to be mekabel, it's going to be a tummy. Mashmoy says, if you wouldn't be able to, then in a chanami, on a somebody that's very dark, it would not be shaykh someone. However, the stimas kol apoitzkim, that they're not mekalef between this, is that on bidei basar adam is mekabel ksamim, even though Lamaisa, it's not so nicker. It could be, like we said in last week, that even though it's not nicker kedam gomer, in a case where you mamash find it on the basar needs a good hoichocha that it's not. The fact that you have a suffix that maybe it's not dam, that's not enough unless you have some place to be toilet. But if you don't have a place to be toilet, then we're going to nem on that it's dam unless you have another way to be toilet. That's the way that most places can go. Unless your mamash can't tell, then there's a shiloh. Maybe, but of course, in his sefer also Pischenida, he's mitzadir, he's ma'ir lachera. Where do we ever find such a thing that a woman who's dark shouldn't be a shaykh to the parish of Ksam? Says the mashmois is that Basar Adam doesn't have the kula of tzivrayim. Which, if that's the case, he's mitzadir also. When you put on a nail polish or something like that, and you find the dam on top of the nail polish, it also wouldn't have the kula lachera of. It wouldn't have the kula of. If the Saka al Basar Adam is no kula, then over here maybe we would also not have the kula. Halach lamaisa, we are machmer on Basar Adam, even somebody that's dark. Somebody that's mamish dark and you can't tell, tasa shelis chacham. Now, with regard to wearing tzivoinim b'shas zayinikim that the Pesach Shiva brings down over here, this is really shaykh to Simin Kuf Tadivav, and we will leave it for there. This is be'etzem, the ikar halachis of that are negea, really, practically. These halachas that we just mentioned, Sif Aleph, and Sif Hey, and Sif Vav, and Sif Yud, these are most of the halachas of some of that are Negiah. I just want to clarify something for the Olam, a little bit of clarity. The Mitzias Bizmanenu of Ksamim is extremely different than it was in the times of Chazal. So just to say that Chazal weren't Machmer in such a case and we don't find Bechulu is not so Pashi. And that is that in the olden days, women did not wear Unterhosen, they didn't wear underwear. And therefore anything, any ksamim that they found were basically on their skirt. Now, walking through the street, they didn't have paved streets in most places. Walking through the street and they had shukshal tabachims all over the place. So walking through the street on a given day, they would come home with ksamim all over. Some of them are red and some of them are not red. But it wasn't uncommon for women to have ksamim. The Melech Chazal said over here, We're going to be metamed these women for no reason. You're right, they didn't have hargosho. So Pasha says the kesem is not a deraisa. However, she doesn't know where she passed by. You know what? Women should wear tzivoinim. That way they get out of any of these questions. Now, that was all in those days. In those days, they had ksamim coming all over the place. We don't have ksamim coming all over the place. We don't have shoshat rabachim. And all the ksamim that we find, 98% of the ksamim that we find, are on the begatachtoin. Now, there's no real question, where did this come from? So, to say that we should just, this is maybe the Chassam Sefer is one of the issues the Chassam Sefer says, to just say that we're going to put on Tzivoinim and get rid of all Ksamim, so then when is there ever, why were Chazal Gezer Ksamim in the first place? You could always put on Tzivoinim, and when it comes to Zainikim, so then just put on Davar Shinim HaKabot Tumah. It's why you didn't say HaKabot Tumah. You will never have a Chashash of Ksamim in the first place. So they give you their Gezer Ksamim, and then they say, no, there's a way to get around it. Just put on colored and put on a Davash and Makabal Tumah. Chazal, when they were talking about these cases of Tzivayim, weren't talking about the Mitzis that we have Bizmanenu. Bizmanenu, it's come out Barr that we know 100%, 98% where the Dam came from in most of the cases. And Memela, the Pashtus is we would have the Gzira of Ksamim of Dilma Argish of Lavadaita. Memela, that's why Paisim came Bizmanenu and they said that there's an Indian, there's no Chiv, we don't find it in Makuris. But there's an Indian to be boidik achar metzias hakesem because it most probably came from the Isha. So therefore, since it most probably came from the Isha, there's an Indian to go ahead and be machmer. And there's those that say that when it's on tzivayim keneged aguf, to be more machmer. When it's on besara, to be more machmer. Lahalacha lamaitza. We're mekel al basar, not like the Rambam and Telegris. We're mekel on tzivayim, even if it's keneged oisam okim. And we're mekel that you do not have to do a bedika afterwards. Lamaitza, that's how right person go. But just to realize what's going on, that it's not the same mitzvah, and therefore one certainly has to be extra careful when he finds ksamim on beged tachtoin, that to find out what's going on, and to make sure that it's not the beginning of a vest, and a person has to be careful. If a person sees a kesem, and it seems clearly like it's down, and he's just mis'alim ayim because it's tzivayim, it's hard to say that if chas v'shalom something happens, that even I've encountered, that it's an oinus when a person knew what's going on, and even so he didn't take the proper precautions. Therefore, La halacha lemaisa, we are mekel, even though bizmanenu women don't have hargashas, and therefore already the biggest nekuda to say that it's a kesem is already not here. The biggest right to say it's a kesem is she didn't have hargashah, and over here she never has hargashah. So we really should be matam almost all the dam across the board. Lemaisa, most paiskim are mekel ki ilu as the times of chazal. However, to just be masalim ayin from it, one should not, and therefore one has to take extra precaution. What exactly to do if they have a kesem? Well, let's say they find the kesem at 10 o'clock at night. So to refrain, at 6 o'clock, at 8 o'clock in the morning, at what point is the cutoff point? Tasa shelas chacham. But at least that it should be a shelas chacham to have a kvius, to have to know exactly where the guidelines are, that it shouldn't be, it's not a free for all, and it's a shelas chamura, and therefore one has to know where to be kvedig there. Maybe also just a disclaimer, I think enough people came since the beginning, I can say now. This disclaimer, I'm not a poisik. And therefore, we're going through the sugya, and if there's shailas, I could paskin on things. If in a one-to-one, I try to say what the most of the place can go with, and that you can rely on that. Something which is, you see, is maybe a suffix, something maybe you didn't hear this way, or maybe you learned not this way, your rav holds not this way, then certainly you should be going with that. Something what you have a suffix about, clarify first beforehand. Don't just take it. If you thought you maybe heard something, make sure you're mavar beforehand exactly. Especially if it's something which you maybe heard not that way beforehand. Just to clarify, I could try to tell you what to do according to whichever paiskim. However, just clarify beforehand. Thank you. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber says, the only time that they were gezer, the pashas, the only time they were gezer, there is something which is connected based on Torfa. Now, the Mishnah lists off the different places which are considered connected based on Torfa, and the Mechaber passes them. The first one is Akeva on her heel. Now, how is Akeva connected based on Torfa? So the Achreinim are Masber, maybe she sat Kederach HaYish Me'elim. Now, Shemesim Raglein Tachas Agvei Seim. There's really two ways that a woman could sit that it will be that she would get Dam on the Akev. One of them is Indian style, and the second one is also to sit on your knees. When you're sitting on your knees, then very often the okay will be connected to mokim and shaykh for dam to come. Now, bizmanenu, most women do not sit like that, and therefore it's hard to know whether or not we should be choshish in the first place when the woman finds on an okay. Maybe we should say it's yoshma v'lavadaita, but pashtus is kokama that she says that she knows she didn't sit like that, then the chura, then it's, she's nema to say that she didn't sit like that, and therefore there's no chash. The Aruch HaShulchan, he says that there's still another way. It's not exactly clear what he says. His lashon is, he says, "Gam b'yeshiva shalonu mishkachas lashu raglea boltes ma'at oismuchas asasa koton the boyfriend zehavi okev mamish kineged reisam mokav v'nof ladam al okev." Sounds like if she's mamish sitting on the edge of her chair and her feet are underneath it, then the shy for the dam to come out and land on the okev. I think another possible way, which is, I don't know, most people don't really sit like that. Most people, they sit back. It's not so common. But something which is very common is that people sit with one foot underneath them. They put their foot underneath them, and they sit down on top of it. That is common. And in such a case, lachor, if a woman knows that she does it, at least sometimes, then you have to be choshish. However, practically, it's not so negel, because, as we'll see b'hemshech, when women are wearing taftonim, when women are wearing underwear, then basically you're not going to have a metzias that it's going to be on her, on her body, and it's not going to be nicker on her clothing b'chlal. That's the standard case. In a chanami, in a case where that was not the case, then if she knows that she sat in such a way, then the chura, she would have to be choshish that it's a problem of that it's connected based on tarfa, and she would be tmeir. Shoika is her thigh or her leg, is also coming. Now the Aruch HaShulchan is mechadish that it's lav dafka, the inside connected underneath the base of Torfa. It's also at the point that the leg connects to the body, even though at that point it's slightly higher than base of Torfa. Says it's very often it's possible for the dam to roll down and get there. L'chur, roll down means when you're lying down on your side. When a woman's lying down on her side, it's possible for the dam to roll down there. And then even if she doesn't find it later on because it got rubbed out, she finds it a little higher up. So you would say l'chura, it's not connected based on torfa because it's higher up, slightly higher up. It's not mamish underneath. Nevertheless, he says that's also connected based on torfa, and the Shevet Alevi brings it down. Even though if you look over there in the Aruch HaShulchan, it's telling you how he learns the Gemara, and nobody really learns the Gemara that way. It is l'chura milsa de mistaver, and the Shevet Alevi nems on l'halacha that at the point where the leg connects to the body is also considered keneged beis hatorfa. What if it's found on the toes? These are more common if a woman finds it when she's in the bath, when she's in the shower, something which is, like we said, where she's not wearing underwear, and then she finds it on her leg. If it's found on her big toe, then that's mafurish, that's considered keneged beis hatorfa. The Achronim point, there's really four places on a person's foot. There's on the big toe, and then there's on the rest of the toes, and then there's on the leg itself before the toes, the foot itself before the toes, keneged the big toe, and keneged the other toes. It's almost unanimous that the big toe, that is unanimous, that's a Mishnah. That if you find it on the big toe, then that's a problem. Also, if you find it on the foot, closer to the body, not on the toe itself, but keneged the big toe, that's also connected, that's for sure keneged beis hatorfa. It's closer to the beis hatorfa. Now, if it's on the rest of the foot, not on the toes, the furthest part of the way, it's on the side and it's not on the toes, then most are mekel. When it comes to the rest of the toes, that's a machlekes apoiskim. However, between the taz, the shaft seems to be mitzad l'achmir, the taz is mitzad l'hakol. And the way the Torah Shlomo and most poskim go that it's not a problem. Nimsa ar shar etz boi shel regel, then that would not be considered. It's already far out and it's to the side. In such a case, that would not be considered a keneged beis hatorfa and yesh lahakol. In such a case, also lachera it's pashtus. It's going to be pretty hard to find a gris in one spot, and if you're mekel. Like not like the rest of the Rishenim, not like the Rambam, like the rest of the Rishenim, then al Basar you need gris also, which is how we pass Kanalach Lamay, so generally you're not going to have a gris. What's with you find it on your fingers, Kishriyat Poisel, Salach is we paskin, that anywhere really on the hand is a problem. However, if you find it on the back of your hand, above where your fingers are, on the back of your hand, then, in such a case, the Chacham Zadon Sidur Torah brings down the Sidur Torah, and this way the Chacham Zadon paskins, is you're allowed to be, if you have another tzad to be mekel, then l'chura, you could be mekel with another tzad, even though, generally we say, the entire hand is considered b'nei satorfo, this, above the fingers, on the back of the hand, that's already, according to the Rashba, doesn't even start, he says, because if you the Rashba, your hands will only get dirty from doing a b'dika. That's already past the makam that you do b'dika. Even if you go not like the Rashba, it's already so far up that it's hard to say that it's keneged beis hatorfa. If you have any other tzad to be mekel, you could be mekel. Now, a simple tzad to be mekel is the fact that a woman is wearing underwear. That's another tzad. As a matter of fact, the Chacham Zadon, when he brings this down, he says it. He says, "Upshita b'makam she'efshar liga ba'isa yad ba'isa makim im lo yishe tagbiya b'godo filifnim." Going to a beggar, tassim legamri, boys a tzad. If you're merish, borilish laikbati bigodai, nearly the yishlako. In a case where it's on the back of your hand. And the only way for your hand to get there is if she picked up her beggar and stuck her hand inside, then it's not just baggy and her hands can go inside. It's not like a jacket or something which is open in the front, a robe, something which is open a little bit. Something which is, that would be, we would have to be machmir. However, anytime that she has a beggar, the only way for it to get full of dam is if she would open up a beged, do a conscious decision to open a beged, in such a case, to put her hand underneath the beged, in such a case, we would not be choishish. Now, just to clarify this halacha, the Pesach Shuvah brings down, he says that our begadim brings down from the Sidur Torah, from the point of Miris, that our begadim are much different than the begadim that Chazal had. They had begadim more like a type of a robe, one side comes over the other side, and it's able to stick your hand inside, it's able to get, dam is able to come inside. Whoever Arab begadim, and they could flip around, ukedema, Arab begadim are not that way. Arab begadim, especially if you have pants, if you have underwear, something like that, the inside is not flipping to the outside, and the outside is not flipping to the inside. Mimele, if you find it on the outside, and it's not on the inside, you don't have to be chayshish. The same lechera in the 21st century, where most women wear underwear, then we'd have the same halachas. And if a woman finds it, keneged beis hatorfa from mamish in the line of beis hatorfa, but she knows that she did not take off her underwear at any point, she didn't go to the bathroom ukedema, then say the poskim, she does not have to be chayshish. That's not considered beis hatorfa. It's not shaykh that it could have passed by her underwear without and got to the other beged without leaving any reishim. This is how all the poskim's men who go, the Shevet Levi, and the Chodshani, and the Bashiyoris, and the Baal Shulchan, and Rosh. Almost all the poskim that I've seen are nema like this. Now there's obviously scenarios that it's not going to apply, in case where she went to the bathroom, in case where she's in the shower, ukadema. But any other case where she finds a kesem and she's not sure where the kesem came from, even if she has no makam to be toilet, if she knows vadai that she didn't take off her underwear at any point and she doesn't find it there, then in a chanami, she's able to be toilet. The same would apply if she finds it on the back side of the underwear. There's two panels. She finds it on the back side and on the front side, and she knows if you turn it inside out. The same halacha would apply because it's not shy to get there. However, some women do flip it in. The case that we talked about before, and you just have to realize there are sometimes that a woman will flip it inside out. The underwear that we talked about before, and that's sabu on the outside and a white panel on the inside, some women take that to mikvah. They wear white on the way there, flip it around, and pour color on the way back. That way you don't have to have so she has to know that she didn't flip it around. Ukedeme. However, in a case where she knows she didn't flip it around, she does not have to be chayshish. Now, obviously, this is, like the Shevet Levi points out, this is also a chumrah. If she finds dam on her underwear on the inside, there's no tzar to say that maybe it flipped around to the outside and dam came from somewhere else. It's pasha that it came from her, and she's not going to have a tliya even if she was avar b'shuk shal tabachim. Memela, most of the halachas that we're going to see, except for when we get to a little bit of din b'dikas u'kadeime and the end, most of these tliyas are not going to be that nagel because most people aren't passing by a shuk shal tabachim b'chlal, and even if they are, they have other begadim that are preventing the dam from getting to a place which is a chshash, and therefore is not really going to be a chshash. When it's nizdakra, we'll still go through the halacha b'ezer Hashem. When it's nizdakra, so nizdakra, the pashas nizdakra means that you did a headstand. That's how it seems that most of the paiskim understand. The cheker halacha understands. The Makor HaChaim understands, Bedas Rashi, he says that it's talking about you did a half flip. You put your hands and your feet are both on the floor. And he says when you're, like, she falls backwards and her hands and her feet are both on the floor. He says in such a case, a shayach for the dam to get everywhere. Not just connected base to Torfa, anywhere a shayach. Most of the Paiskim do not go this way. Teres HaShalom Klor doesn't go this way. They say it's only considered connected base to Torfa in a case where it's mamish in the line of connected base to Torfa, even when she's upside down. And doesn't have to be dafka when she's in such an angle. The Paiskim Claire, what's the halacha of a woman, she's wearing a nightgown, let's say, and she finds a kesem on the top part of her nightgown, shleike neged beis haturfel. But the way that she took off her nightgown was that she took it off not over her head, she let it drop underneath her feet. So it was connected based on Torah for approximately 4 seconds. Are we choishish in such a case that the kesem came amish at exactly that spot, exactly at that time? Or do we say, listen here, she was wearing the nightgown the entire night from 11 o'clock till 6 o'clock at 7 o'clock in the morning. She was wearing it for 8 hours. No kesem came then. The 1 second that she dropped it, that's when the kesem came. So l'chur, there's a raya from the din in Zakra. The din in Zakra is she flipped over. It's hard to believe that she was walking on her head for 2 hours. The pasha says that the nizdakra was for a few seconds, and the rishonim were like that. They said it's very shver to say that it came in exactly at that time. Nevertheless, at that 1 second, we're choishish that that time is when it came, and in the chanami we would be metamer. In other words, on the lamala min hachagura, we're going to be metamer, even though the nizdakra is only for a second. What's that? Saying that there's a reason to be choishish that the dam came out in such a case. If there's dam, the question is, if that exact second, that's the mamish where after choishish that the dam came out. If there was dam, that there was dam at that second that was waiting to come out, and that's when it came out. Oh. Yafe. Could be. You have to know whether or not that's the metzias, that the dam is going to come out of her goof exactly at the time that is dakro, that if it was mamish in the goof, if it wasn't ready at the Pesach beforehand, then to be choishish that the flip is what's going to force it out at that time. Ish lain. I hear. A kesem which is found on Basar v'chaluka. So the chur, a kesem which is found on Basar v'chaluka, there's no svar really to say that it came from Mibachutz as opposed to came from Mibifnim. She passed by Shuk Shaltabachim. So it could have come from Mibachutz and it could have come from her. Is there any reason to say that it came Mibachutz than it came from her? So, Bepashas the chur, it's 50-50. There's no reason to say one more than the next. Nevertheless, the Chavazda says that since a woman generally has a hargasha, and if she doesn't, when she sees dam, here she didn't have hargasha, the pashtus is that the dam is not from her. The dam is mibachutz, merely there's a svar to be teile that it came mibachutz. That's why we'll see the halacha that we saw in the shach, that in the gimel yom rishenim we're not teile aksamim. The reason is because since it was Huf Zamayna Pasuach, we don't know for sure that it closed. So the fact that she saw a Kesem, it could be that she didn't realize because her mind is, her Rechem is still Pasuach, it didn't close, so she didn't feel any Argosha. In other words, there's a Chesaron to be Terla Kesem in a case where maybe there's a reason why she didn't feel the Argosha. The Pashas would be, which would make problems, the Chorib is Maneinu, the women don't have Argoshas. Lamais, Allah, Lamais, we're not Mechalik. However, the Pashas, the reason why we're Terla is because we nem on that she should have had Argosha, and she didn't have Argosha, therefore there's a Siba to be Terla from outside. In fact, Chazal were some Terla B'lachol. That means that Terla B'chol Shadav Shachal Litlais, if there's any Tzad to be Mekel, Chazal were Mekel. Now, what happens if on your chaluk was a chaluk sheinu badek, you already wore the skirt 3 days, she wore the skirt. She didn't have any skirt, she wore the skirt. She doesn't know what's on it. Then she finds dam on herself. Can we say, oh look, she has dam on herself and dam on her chaluk? Or do we say, no, maybe it was on the chaluk from beforehand. It's a chaluk sheinu badek. Or let's say she finds on her chaluk pachas michigris. So it could be from machilas. In both these cases, the Paisim say it's from the fact that the Mechaber is not Mechalek. Mashmai says in both cases you could be considered to be Al-Basara V'Chalukah, even though there's a way to answer up why it came on the Chalak that didn't come together with the Dam and the Basar. Nevertheless, it's considered Al-Basara V'Chalukah and should be Tahar. A woman that finds Dam only on her Basar. We're not Toile if she passed by Shuk Shal Tabachim. The only time that we're Toile is if she has a Makah Begufa. She mamish has a petza on her guf, then you could be tehila. A common case that you could be tehila is hemorrhoids. A woman has hemorrhoids and she finds dam somewhere connected oisa makim. Then it could drop down somewhere around oisa makim connected oisa makim. That is a common. It's a common maka and it's a common for women. And that is considered. A woman knows that she has it. Certainly she could be tehila. A woman that is prone to nosebleeds. That's also like we saw in the Pesach Tshuva. Actually had an interesting case. This is more negea. We'll see this. This is the halacha that we're coming up to, Be'ezor Hashem, by Bedikas of Kliya. Somebody came to me on Yom Shvi, and it was ready at night, and he had a Bedika. It was all clear, except for tiny, tiny little drops of dam. Mamash, pretty clear, maybe 20 of them. Tiny, tiny little, like look like it's splattered from somewhere. I don't know. It's Yom Shvi, but there's Yesh Gvul, as they say. So I said, what's the story? So he says that his wife left it for him on the table and he had a nosebleed. And it could be that the nosebleed splattered and it got onto the... Can you be tailor or not? So certainly with the kesem, it's much easier to be tailor. Here there's the shaylev chashash l'raisim. Bezor Hashem, when we get up to the lochet, we'll tell you what the end of the story was. But, no, this is one of the... Kodaylo wanted to know, give us questions so we could answer them as we're going through the halacha. Here you have it. Everybody's like, this is a real question. Actually, I had a fresh one from yesterday also, bearing in mind. Somebody came to me yesterday on Shabbos. So, can you look at something? Okay, sure, no problem. So I said, it's very, very close. To me, it's 99% that it's a Petza. Is it a gift for tonight? Yes, a gift for tonight. Okay, so what do we do? You can't close the Bedekah on Shabbos. They can't, it's a Shalom Chayvon. You can't, there's nothing to do really. So what are you supposed to do? So he knows that he had a petza a different time. They went to the bodekin. Is that good enough? That's a fresh question. Another question to bear in mind as we go through the halachas. Yeah. The ksamim that a woman finds on her hands. What's halach if a woman finds ksamim on her hands? So the Rashba says that if a woman was nisasko b'ksamim and she finds dam on her hands, toilin bohen. She's allowed to be toile in them. When he leaves, can you lock the door? Close the door. The toile bohen. So machlekes achreinim, how to understand the toile bohen? Can you be toile the dam that you found on your hands in the hisaskus? Or does it mean any dam that you find on your body, you're toile in the dam that you found on your hands? That's machlekes between the Beis Yosef and the Taz, who went the same way, and Mekiv Eger and the Prisha. The Beis Yosef a woman is nisasik b'ksamim and she gets dam on her hands. The dam that she finds on her hands, the dam that she finds on her hand, can you be toile that dam, her al-basar, we're not toile in an isik? Or do we say that even more, it's not just that you're allowed to be toile that dam, you're allowed to be toile any dam that you find on your body in the dam that was on your hands. Since your dam is going to be the same, you're allowed to presume that the dam that was on your hands went, you touched somewhere else in your body, and that dam came from the dam which is on your hands. Love's up. By the time we're finished, everybody will be out. Shkoya. So we saw, the Taz says that you're only allowed to be tail of the dam that's on your hands when you're Nisaska Biksam. The Kiva Eger is Medaik, and he says that Lechur, according to this Taz, the only time that you're allowed to be tailor when you have dam in your hands is if you're menisasko mamash biksam. That means you touched a bloody piece of meat. And you're not sure if dam got on your hands, you're allowed to say, yeah, if you mamash were nisasko with your hands, you're allowed to be tailor the dam in your hands. But let's say you were over b'shuk shat habachim and you got dam on your hands. Even though your hands are not covered by clothing, still, nevertheless, says Rav Kiva Eger is Medaik in the Taz, you are not going to be able to be tailor. And he says, I don't understand why. Lechur, if your hands aren't covered, then there's no reason to say that you shouldn't be able to tailor the dam from the shuk shat habachim. The only svar that we say you're not allowed to be tailed from a shuk shat habachim when you find it in your body is because you should have found the dam on your chaluk. Here, there's no time you should have found the dam on your chaluk. Your hands aren't covered by a chaluk. And therefore, lechur, you should have a tliyah. And that's how we numbs on the halacha lemaisa, you talk have a tliyah. What's pshat of the Taz? How does the Taz understand this halacha? So, lechur, you could say pshat of the Taz is, what does it mean, al basara al chaluki yibor leishtakuchay? When you pass by a shuk shat habachim and you find dam that's on your basar, we say al chaluka iboy lelishtakuchim. What does that mean? Exactly in the same spot where it is on your leg, that's where you should find it, on the basar, on the clothing, kilu, as if it went through the clothing to your basar. Or there's just a reisa. No, it doesn't have to be that you found it in the exact same spot. If you got hit by dam, then it should show up somewhere on your body. To say that you mamash passed by a shuk shat habachim and the only place that you got dam was on your hands is very schwer. You didn't get it anywhere else on your body. Al chaluki balish tekuche. You should have found it somewhere else. Rabbi Kiva Eger understood that the whole vart of al chaluki balish tekuche means that your body is covered by chaluk. You should have found it on the chaluk, and at least if you found it on your hand. Memela, if your hand is not covered, there's no reason. The Taz says, no, that's not the pshat. If you should have found it somewhere on the rest of your body. If you got nailed by a shuk shat habachim, we never know. If you passed by a shuk shat habachim, we don't know if there was dam spritzing. If there was really dam spritzing, you should have found it somewhere else in your body. Mila Taz says, you're not going to be able to be tailed. We'll see, it's mefurish. Come on, mefurish. This is how the Achrenim understand. The Shaila had to understand this din of al chaluki yiboy lev shtekuchi.
Al chaluki also
need to. No, if you have a chaluka, so then there's already a chisaron. Why didn't you find that on your basar? You already have a reis the other way. Why didn't you find that on your basar?
You don't have a reis when you don't shuk shat habachim.
No, in a chanam she's going to be tummy, 100%. In the case where she finds it on her chaluk, she wasn't a mishuk shat habachim. It's connected based on tefesh. She's going to be tummy.
Right. So saying she was at the point, so how did one end up on her chaluk, just like the yad?
No, there is a svar like that, 100%. But here, where we have no other tliya, then there's nothing else to say. Here, you want to say that you have a tliya be'etzem, but there's a problem that you found it on your bus, or which the fact that you found it on your bus is already reisa. You want to be mafkia from the pashtus and say that it didn't come from the bus, or it came from somewhere else. Then you have to find some sort of aichach that attack came from somewhere else. La halacha lemaisa, how did the Achrayim paskim? The Shevet Levi says that the haskamas kol ha'paskim is like to kiva eger in the prisha, which means if a woman knows that she's making hamburgers, and very often dam gets on your hand from the hamburgers, whatever it is, from the crushed, from the chopped meat, whatever it is. In such a case, she would be allowed to be toile if she found dam on her basar. She wouldn't be allowed to be toile. This is like maybe basar tzvi, and it looks the same way, and she'd be allowed to be toile. Obviously, if she finds it on the tachtonim, then she's not going to be able to be toile because she certainly didn't put her hands there. If she finds it anywhere else on her basar, we pass like a b'kiva eger in the prisha, that when you're nisasik b'dam, and you find dam on your hands, you're allowed to be toile of the dam on the rest of your guf in the dam that's on your hands. That's Sifyud Aleph. Rest of these halachas are much quicker. Sifyud Beis, if a woman finds it, a kesem on the choluk, lemata min hachogar it's tamei, lemata min hachogar it's tahar, unless she was nizdakra. In a case where she's nizdakra, and she finds dam, shaloi keneged on the lemata min hachagura, then the halacha is that if she finds it on Besara, she's Tamei. But if she finds it only on Chalukah, then the Rashi was Machadish, that if she flipped upside down, it's not Shayach that the Dam dripped down. When she's standing straight up, Dam could drip out of her and bypass her body and just go to the Chaluk. But when she's upside down, the only way for the Dam to come out is if it drips down. We don't presume that it's spritzed. We presume that it dripped down. The only way that it could drip down and get to her Chaluk is if it bypasses her Basim. The Melech, she finds it only on the Chaluk, Zichr, we know for sure it didn't come from her. The Olam Kler, what's going to be the din in a case where she finds it on her basar, but she doesn't find any simanim that it dripped down? She finds it on her nose. Now, it's keneged beis haTorfa when she's upside down, but she doesn't find any simanim on the rest of her body that it dripped down. So if she would have found it on her choluk, which is next to her nose, we would have said, no, it's not shayach that it could get there without leaving any simanim. But over here, how is it shayach that it could get to her nose without leaving any simanim? It had to drip down. What would be in such a case? Lule de Mistafina Amino, I would say in Echanayim in such a case she's tar according to Rashi. The problem is that nobody says it. I don't find any poskim that talk about it. None. Zero. And no one talks about this, and the Mashmois of Stimas of poskim is that anywhere which is connected, Kresov, Al Gaba, is the Lashon of the Achrenim, Teres HaShlamim, that anywhere which is on her stomach or her back, even though there's no Simanim, then we're still going to be Metamer, because Al Chaluki Ibar Lishtakuchin, the Gemara says that. What's the Var? The Var is Kinira, that Al Basar is more Chomer. And even though Al-Chaluka, we're going to say they have Arichacha, when it comes to Besara, that's not going to be enough of Arichacha to say that it didn't come from her. Otherwise, I don't see another way out. The Bipashtas, I would say, that you should be Torah in such a case. I didn't find any Tanah in the Messiah. Sif Yud Gimel. The halacha is, if a woman finds Dam on her sleeve, so if she's able, or if her sleeve is able to get Keneged Oysa Mokoyim, even Ayideh Shechiyah Meruba, she bends down very far, then still that's considered that it's Keneged Beis HaTorfa, and she's going to be tummy. Now, Yesh La'ayin, is this din only a din to be metamer, or is it even to be metarer? Let's say she has a makkah somewhere, and the only way for the makkah to get to this, to my sleeve, is if I bend down very far, it's mamash on my ankle, I have to bend down very far. Can I be toil in that also? Is that also considered a tliyah? Or that's already considered that's too far? You mamash have to bend down too far, that's not considered a tliyah. So lechor mistaver, it's takam mistaver to say that in a case where we're metameyu, something, and we're coming to be metameyu, even though it's only ayidei shechiyah meruba, the only way that you could get there is if you bend down very far, nevertheless we're going to be metameyu. Why? Because you have no other tliyah. Where did this dam come from? B'tzipor le'nitzaska, b'shuk shal dabachim le'avra, where did this dam come from? Therefore we're going to be metameyu. However, when you want a tliyah, the only way that you're going to have a tliya is to say that you bend down so far, that's a suffix tliya. Did you bend down that far or not? A suffix tliya, leitalina, and that's suffix of b'shuk shetabachim. Mepash is in such a case, we would not be tliya. Sif yudalid. Hoysa pashtosim eskasa babalaylo. Or if she, let's say she's wearing something on her head, then the halacha is that if she finds a kesem on her bandana, then the halacha is that if she was sleeping with it, she's going to be tummy. Unless the bandana was tied tight and she finds it in the morning on her head, then we say that it didn't come off at any point. However, if it's not tied tight, she wears some sort of tichel and she only ties it once, or she wears a snood which is not so tight, in such a case where it could come off, then you have to be choshesh that taka came off in the middle of the night and you gotta kiss him and she put it back on. What's that? Even when she wakes up, it's back on her head, unless it's tied. Yeah? And the truth is, you can ask many people what happens in the middle of the night, and they have no recollection whatsoever what happens. You could have full conversations, I think anybody could say with their spouse, it's either them or their spouse. I've already asked a number of people this question, and they all agree that there's, for sure by kids, that's without a question, they have the slightest idea where it went off. But even with adults, they have no idea what the conversations, and they did things, and they heard things, and they said things, they went. And Mimela, this is not such a raya. However, Bepashtis, I don't think that you have to be choshish that the woman took it off in the middle of the night. Standard head covering is usually tight enough that you wouldn't have to be choshish. If it's like a little bit loose, then that it could come off, then one would have to be choshish. Where's a more common application of this, Lachara? A blanket. The Aruch HaShulchan says that a blanket switches around. Even if you found it higher up than Keneged Beis HaTorfa in the middle of the night, it could be that you turned it around and it was Keneged Beis HaTorfa, and therefore it would be a problem. White blanket should have a cover, something which is Tivarinim on top of it. You shouldn't get into any issues. Now, Similar thing, women that sleep with their pillow in between their legs. If you have a pillow in between your legs, even if you woke up in the middle of the morning and the pillow was underneath your head, unless you have a special type of pillow but the pillow could also go back to something which is connected with the turf and it can go around, and therefore that would be a similar type of achshash. The Sif Tezvav. Now any kesa that we find on a beggar that was worn by two women, both of the women are tame. Now let's say one woman wore it for 2 weeks and then she gave it to her friend and she wore it for 2 minutes and you find the kesa on it. What do we say in such case? Are they both tame? Or do we say, listen here, probability says that it came from the first one, not from the second one. So the Pasha says that we don't find any chshash. We don't find the steaming that ben is dakar or choshish at 1 second that it came out, like we mentioned in the past. L'chura, the steam of sapayiskim is, it doesn't make a difference of how long each one wore it. Also, you're never going to have the same amount. One woman wore it for a day, another woman wore it for 6 hours. Is that we always go bust the... Once already we say that each one wore it, each one is in the suffix, then in a chanami, l'chura, both of them are coming. Haimine, right? Like the my causes the dama didok sumuk tvei. Each one is a chshash, and therefore you mean tame, either one of them. Now, that's even when the woman was. Okay. Sif, that is Sif Tezvav. Sif Tezayin is the halacha of a woman that has a makkah, the same halacha that we say lechumra, that's something which can flip around. We say also lekula, for example, if a woman had a makkah on her forehead, and she covered herself with a blanket in the middle of the night, and then she woke up in the morning, and the blanket was kineged, was by her feet. Nevertheless, we're not going to say that was came in Beit HaTorfa, her father's wearing it under her, but even if she's not, if she has a tliya when she has a makkah on her forehead. Sif Yudzayin, the Tehillin Tachton Be'elyun. That the halacha is if a woman finds, this is all talking about, all the cases that we've been talking about, are talking about cases where a person has a tliya. Let's say a woman finds dam lamata min hachagura and she has no tliya. The halacha is she's tameh. Unless she finds dam also lamayla min hachagura. If she finds dam lamayla min hachagura and lamata min hachagura, so where did the dam lamayla min hachagura come from? It must be that she was over b'shuk shal tabachim. She's over b'shuk shal tabachim, so then we can say that's where the dam on the bottom came from. Now, that's only if the kesem is more than a gris. Because when it's up to a gris on the top, then we say that it came from achilis. The shayla is, what's the cheshbon bizmanenu? Bizmanenu, most machrilisim do not put out a gris of dam. So even if it's less than a gris of dam bizmanenu, we shouldn't be able to say that it should come out of kula. That even if it's less than a gris, for sure it didn't come from machrilis, because our machrilis don't put on that much dam. Lamaisa with the paiskim word machal, it's a good cheshbon. Lamaisa, the steam is machaber, it's taka not that way. And the mushiris is inside the kula taka. By the Shulchan clears this, others clear it. I think by the Shulchan Sultan to be Machmer Lamaisa. But it's not that common, like we said beforehand, because women wear underwear. So therefore, it's not that common. If it should happen, then ask a Rav. Now, what happens when you find Lamata al Bisaro, Vilamala al Chaluka? So we saw the Pisca Kiveger brings the Tzaras Lamaisha, there's a Pisca Chumabar from the Sijitaro. The Sidrit Arik clears. When you find it, Lamata al Bisara, Vilamala al Chaluka. What's the halacha in that case? Do we say, not that we say wherever the top came from, that's where the bottom came from, Shukshal Tabacham, because you're not able to be Terile when you find al Bisara, you're not able to be Terile in Shukshal Tabacham. The question is over here, is this considered Bisara v'chaluka? Is it considered as if it's Nimsa al Bisara v'chaluka or not? What does that mean? The Baal HaShulchan brings down from the Beis Shlomo, right? The exact shayla that we cleared beforehand. What does it mean, Nimsa al-Basar v'chaluka? Al-Chaluki Yibaleh Shtakuche. Does it mean that it has to be exactly keneged the dam on your basar? That's where you found it on your chaluk, and it went through? It got absorbed through? Or no, anywhere. It should have been found. If you passed by a Shukshal HaBacham and you got nailed by dam, you should have found it somewhere on you. And Mamela, as long as you found it on the top, that's also considered enough to be Terilah. Like we cleared beforehand, also, the same shot over here. Now, what's the halacha in a case where a woman was, I'm just going to bring this in, because many of the early declared this. What's the story with the Chavetz Das? The Chavetz Das is mechadish, that if a woman finds a kesem lamata and a kesem lamayla, and they were in a gris, in two grisim, and they find a kesem lamata and a kesem lamayla. Says the Chavetz Das, you're not able to be tailored the bottom in the top because the top came from, could be came from Nesaskus. The same way that we say that if it's up to Gris, it came from Macherlis. So in the case we're in Nesaskus, we say that the top came from what you were in Nesaskin. How big are the Ksam? That's a very big shayla. The Pashas Mashmoy says each one is two Grisim. You're in Nesaskin, two Grisim. You found two Grisim Lamata and found two Grisim Lamala. That's the Stimus Mashmoy of the Chavetz Das. If, and he says you can't be tell of the bottom and the top because the top could be came from the Saska. Didn't come from Shuk Shuk Tav Lachem. L'chur ha-dvarim miraf senigra. L'chur is a tmi atzumo. I don't need to come onto the top to be tailor b'chlal. The whole halach of Sif Yizayin is when you have no tliya whatsoever and you need to come onto the top to be tailor, on that case we say you can't be tailor if you could say that the top came from somewhere else. But in this case, I have a tliya. I don't need the top to be tailor. I have two grissom on the bottom. And I was not asking to agree with him. I have something on the top. I don't have to worry about the top. The top is not connected based on turfal. Pashas, in such a case, you have a tliya. You don't have to be choishish that it came from somewhere else. It would make sense to say that the Chavetz Das is talking about where you have four grisim on the bottom and two grisim on the top, and you're in a saskin, two grisim. In that case, you can't be tailored the four grisim on the bottom and that which you're in a sasik. Your only way to get out of it is to say, wherever the top came from, that's where the four grisim on the bottom came from. On that we say, no, the top could be, came from the saskus of two grisim. That's what makes sense. L'chur. Maybe that's not what the Chavetz Das means. But the Shulchan is not like that. Sif Yud Ches. Kivin Shek Samen Der Rabbanim and Kilim Behem Vetele B'chol Dover Sheyoch Alitlois. The Lechem Simla says that since some of the Rabbanon, you're allowed to be telling anything. The Mashmoy says that by Chshash Daraisa, then we're not Tehle, which would be back to our case of the woman that found the little tipis of dam on the Eid Bedika, on Yom Shvi, it's a Shalav Daraisa. You wouldn't be able to be Tehle. Says the Lechem Simla, we'll see later on. That's not the case. Even by Shalav of Daraisa, it could be Tehle. So what does it mean that you're allowed to be Tehle B'chol Dover Sheyoch Alitlois? Since some of the Rabbanon, if it's Daraisa, you're allowed to be Tehle. Says the Lechem Simla, Tehle B'chol Dover Sheyoch Alitlois. Even a clear rechoika, you're allowed to be tailing. Since some of the Rabbanan, even though it's not so pashit, a makashi echoilal higalea, right? A scab that could come off. You don't know that the scab came off, you don't know if it looks the same, you don't know anything. That's still enough of a clear that you're allowed to be tailing. Still, the Bandi Shulchan speaks out. He says you shouldn't go past a woman to save yourself from ksamim. You shouldn't walk through a shukshal tabachim every day in the morning. That way she knows when she comes home she's safe from ksamim because she always has a clear. Says it's not like a big day tzivonim that they weren't gozer. Here it's just a tliya. Tliya is a tliya. Islamites, it's only a tliya. What are the practical tliyas that a woman could use? If a woman prepares petel, a woman prepares, she's preparing or she's making or eating watermelon, something like that, that has red colors. A marker breaks in half and explodes and gets all over the place. These things. In a case, we'll talk about if it's clear that it's not dam. These are tliyas. If a woman's preparing beets, as a matter of fact, some of the places that speak out, the metzias is somebody that eats beets, it changes the color of their meir aglayim, and it's a reddish color. They're going to find something in the toilet that looks like red. It is a tliya when a woman eats beets. It's not so uncommon at all, especially after Rosh Hashanah, that it's farhayu dvarim me'erim. Now, these are cases where it's a suffix, well, maybe it could be that the kesem came from these things. If it's clear as day that the kesem didn't come from there, then that's like black and red, that you can't be tailored, even though they're both shades of red, but it's clearly not from the same thing, then it's not a suffix b'chal, then you certainly can't be tailored. Shevi Levi says you can't even be tailored b'zmanenu in a shukshal tabachim, because most of them, we don't have shukshal tabachim. Could be that over here next by Yisachar v'Yoshim during Yom Darayim. You could be tailor. But aside from that, also, if a woman's wearing underwear, it's not really so negeah once again. Now, there is a case, there are always interesting Yotzei Dofen cases, and there was Maaseh Shehaya with a kala, Leil Chasana. She came to the hotel afterwards, and she was getting ready for a shower, and she took off her underwear, and she saw that there was a big red kesem, and she didn't know what to do with herself. The kids, they called her off. And Zbar, that her mother very much wanted that she should wear a reita bindle by the chasana. Now, she's not going to wear a reita bindle by the chasana on her wrist, where everybody's going to see and it's going to be in all the pictures. So she tied it to the panel of her underwear. And that's what it's brought down here in the Pesach Shuvah, that when there's zeya and it causes something to run, Mamela causes it to run all over the place. And kacha yamaisa shaya. So it's not totally mufka to have tliyas, but... The standard case certainly is not a clear, but that Sif Yutet Teila Bibno Baila Kishem Shetel Bokach Teila Bibno Baila. Now this halacha that you will be able to be Teila in Baila means even Ksamim, the Haskamas Apreiskim is like the Prisha, even Ksamim that she finds on her basar, which were never Teila Nishur Chol Tabacham, you're allowed to be Teila Bibno Baila. But that would only be a Bibno Baila that would touch her basar. And therefore, says Aruch HaShulchan, if you have an older son that doesn't hang around his mother, doesn't pull by her skirt and everything else, then in a chanami, you're not going to be able to tell in his makah. The same thing would apply to a husband. If it's during Zayin Akiyim, there's no tliya bevadai in a husband that doesn't have a tliya. Not only that, the place can go out like the Piskachuvah, some of the Piskachuvah that says according to Rosh Hashanah, when you do have a tliya in b'no baila, it's even in a makah sheyachol ligaleh of a b'no baila. So first, like the end of Rosh, when kama v'kama Hashanah, that you're even allowed to be Tehila in Makash Yechel Galea of No Vaila. Sif Chof talks about when Dam comes out of Pia Amo, you're allowed to be Tehila in the husband. This is really the case that we said in Sif Yotes, you're allowed to be Tehila Bavaila. But it's in the Tosef Chiddush here, because it's not just a regular Kesem. She did a Bedika afterwards, and she found on the Bedika Dam. Nevertheless, she's allowed to be Tehila. This is the case of a Daraisa, a Safik Daraisa, she's allowed to be Tehila Bavaila, because he has Dam that is Rogel, that Dam comes out of Pia Amo. As it says, the place can speak out. The Peskashuva says that it's not just by Hatolos Meraglaim. If it's just by Hatolos Meraglaim, then she probably has a makkah. It's even at other times he's rogel. Rogel is a shalot. Does it mean two times? Does it mean three times? But it's a rogel for them to come out. That's also enough of a kliyah. Sif Chof Aleph. Hecha dishtakach kesem mishipulim me'achere umaki ikam ikamo. Tal yubo, defsha diyosvach debasos lakam v'notvavu mehi makkah. In a case where a woman finds a kesem on the back of her skirt, and she has a scab, she has a makkah on her nose. So even though the nose is in front of her body and the kesem she finds on the back of her skirt, nevertheless it's possible that her skirt comes up like your talis, like if you have a langarekel, and it comes up in front of you when you sit down, and it goes mikama, and mamela, therefore it's shaykh to say that the dam dripped. Now let's say a woman says that she didn't sit down. So does she have a tli in such a case? So I think the Baal HaShulchan is mitzadeh, then in a chanami, such a case, she wouldn't have a tliya. Yesh lain, because l'chur about this, for sure you could say, Dilmad, Yosma v'lavadaito. She could be, she sat down, people sit down all the time, you sit down for 2 minutes, you get up, Yosma v'lavadaito. Mashi, mama knows, she put it on right now, and she knows. But even without that, l'chur without that, we found that l'chur sitting down is just one way of having the tliya. We saw in the Pesach Tshuva that a skirt goes around, it comes from the back and the forth. She turned around fast and went to the front and it dripped down. This tliya is lav dafka l'chur. Does this tliya have to be dafka in the case where she sits down? L'chur, as long as there's another way also, then that's a fine tliya. Sif Chof Beis, Safik Amav Ashuk Shatabachim, that is in a tliya v'hem. A person is not allowed to be tailing a Safik tliya. Why are you not allowed to be tailing a Safik tliya? L'chur, every Shuk Shatabachim is a Safik tliya. You don't know if it spritz dam or not. So what's the difference if you have a suffix if you went through a shuk shal tabachim, or you know vali went to a shuk shal tabachim, but you don't know if it spritz dam? That's also a suffix. So the core of the pasuk is because every tliya is a vaday tliya. It means you have a vaday mokrim that you could be toilet. You know for sure that you passed by a possible place of dam. And therefore, even if I don't know that dam came out, if I know the dam came out, so it's not a tliya, shor shal lefanecha. Here, I know for sure I passed by a place, I could have dam. That's a vaday mokrim litlis. In a case where you don't know if you pass by, then you don't even know if you have a tliya. It's alderech of tzveka. The Arzaruk Ma says, this trei tzveki lechumra. He says, it's a suffix whether or not you pass by, and even if you pass by, it could be that it wasn't spritzing dam. The meila in such a case, that's like a tzvek tzveka, and you would not be tliya. Let's say a woman finds a makkah, but she doesn't know when she got the makkah. She got a paper cut, and she, whatever it is, she got a cut, she was cutting vegetables, and she got a cut from the knife. And she doesn't know when she got the makkah. And she finds the kesem. Can she be tehila that the makkah came beforehand, or is that a safek kliya? So the Pashas, the Baal HaShulchan names on that that's the case of safek kliya. You don't know at the time of the makkah that you had a kliya. However, the Chot Shani says, every makkah sheyichur legaleh, if it's scabbed over, why isn't that considered a safek kliya? So that is, once you know that you have a makkah, so that's the derech of a makkah. Sometimes it gets peeled off, and it's a makkah is something which could produce dam. When you don't know if you had the makkah in the first place, that's a safek kliya, and you will not be able to be tehila. Now, Sif Chof Gimel talks about if you're Adam and Shachar. So she doesn't know not in the case of.
Same thing. You don't know when she got the kesef. You're saying when she passed through the shuk. After she came back, she found the kesef. When she passed through the shuk. But maybe it's the same thing with the knife. Maybe we don't know when she cut the shuk.
How do you know that when you passed by the shuk shat habachim that you had the kesef beforehand? The question is, that considered a Vade Tliya? No, it could be that it happened afterwards. But maybe the Kesem came afterwards. Maybe the Kesem came afterwards. The Shaila is maybe in a case where there's a. By Shuk Shal Tabachim, there's no Siba to say that one came before the next. If a woman cuts herself, and she knows she just cut herself now, then she finds a Makkah shortly afterwards, then there's no reason to say that it came from, that it was there already beforehand. In other words, in a Svar, L'chari, you have a Gotana. In a case where you have a Safik by both, and when it happened, L'chari, there's no reason to say, why isn't that considered a Safik Kliya? Safik, you have a Makkah. You know for sure now you have a Makkah. Unless there's a svara to say that it only came now, then in chalami l'chara is good time. In a case where sif chav gimel, in a case where a person finds is nisaska b'davar adam and imsala kesem shachar ibcha in teilin, you're not allowed to be teila shachar in adam and adam in shachar. There are two different types of dam. However, adam and adam, then you're allowed to be teila. However, what is adam and adam? Adam and adam, it's mevur in the rishenim that. The Aruch HaShulchan says, "Kishenikar she'in dimin klal zelazeh," then you're not, even though they're both red, it's not going to be good enough. Now it's mevur in the Rishenim. L'chor this Yisoid. The Ravid says, "Terlin kesem ha'odim mechol mini admimus, elim kein isbar lo she'in oidim ha'tseva demel oidim ha'kesem." That means you could have two shades of red, and nevertheless you're not going to be tail of the red and the red when it's clear to you that this is not the same color as that. And as long as it's not the same color, Enechanami, you're not going to be Tehillim. That means you could have two reds that have the same halachic status as red and black. And Adam and Shachar, the same way we're not Tehillim and Meshachar, also not going to be Tehillim, Adam and Adam. The Rabbi Kiva Eger Tainas over here, he says that if you're in Asaska in paint, in red paint, Yesh La'ayin, whether or not you're allowed to be Tehillim that, because you found something red, because there's a way to mivar whether or not it's paint or it's not. Even though bizmanin we can't tell, but there is a way to be mivar, and the fact that you can't tell, that's your problem, and therefore it's aser. The poskim say that we do not go this way, as we'll see later on, that ein tzarich lahakif, and that it's only if you don't have a tliya, that's when you have to try to be mivar. But in a chanami, in a case where you have some sort of tliya, you don't have to be mivar. That means that if a woman painted red and it's not clear to her that this red that she found is different than the red of the paint, she's allowed to be tailored and she doesn't have to figure it out anyway. Now, in a case where l'chur bizmanenu, you can find out everything whether or not it's dam or not, bring it to a laboratory. The poskim say, in a chanami, that would be considered a good beer. However, one's not mechayev to do that. Mishmer Zatari says, the reason is because not everybody has a laboratory, has it. So Chazal weren't mechayev a woman to do that to see whether or not it's considered, whether or not it's dam. Now l'chur, the other way though, would be if you have a kesem and you don't know what it is and you have no kliyah, if you bring it to a lab and find out that it's paint or it's something else, then in a chanami, in such a case, l'chur, that would be okay and we wouldn't be metamer. DNA. Leishamah. We'll see the sugyas later on. This is the sugyas of. That's really the sugyas of. You can really do that. Shnei woman. Shnei nashim shnetasku. Sif chav dalid. Why can't you do it? Why can't you find out DNA? That's sif chav hei. This halacha, when a person was nisaska in a tarnagrilis, allowed to be tehila everything, that's dafka in a case where they're nisaska an entire chicken. But if a woman is only just cleaning out part of a chicken, then and a chanami, she's not doing shechita and having all the dam spritz around, then she's not going to be able to betale all the dam. Now, what is karkumi? The Shevet Halevi says that karkumi is something in between red and yellow. Now, in between red and yellow, it's like a mixture of red and yellow. A mixture of red and yellow is orange, generally. Now, which would mashma that orange would need a tliya. We'll wait for Simen Kuf Peches to see whether or not something which is orange a color which is neiter l'admimus and it needs a tliya, or is orange b'chlal not in the parsha and it doesn't need a tliya. If you're just going to bear with me for another 2 minutes, that we were not going to fall behind even further, we're going to see Sif Chafei. Sif Chafei. Two women nasaski in a tzipur, they both find a kesem. They're both coming. My chazes, why are you going to be metame one more than the next, and therefore they're both coming. Now, why we can't find out through DNA, we'll find out which one is a bird and which one is not. Yesh lahim. In a case where that's not an option, what is the halacha? The lachas of the both tamim, all the achrenim klar, is this only talking about where they come to ask in bezdim bevasachas, or is it afilu bezecher zeh? Big machlokes achrenim. Says the Bach, when they come bezecher zeh, then they're able to be teila. It's no different than shnei shvilin. The same way that one person walks down the two roads, two streets, one of them has tumah, one of them doesn't have tumah. One walks that, Reuven walks down one, Shimon walks down the next. They both come to the bezdim at the same time, we have to be metama both of them. They come one after the next. Reuven comes in. I walk down one of the two streets. Savik tumah mishus haram, sveiketar. Shimon comes down. He says, I walk down the other street. Savik tumah mishus haram, sveiketar. And therefore, they're both tar. Says the Bach, the same thing applies over here. If they both come to Bezin together. Look, we both have a shirt that has a custom on it. We're both nisaskin the same tzipur. I'm sorry, you both tummy. But if Rachel comes in, she says, I was nisaskin and a bird. No problem, you have a tliya. Leah comes in 5 minutes later, nisaskin and a bird. No problem, you're tar. That's how the Bach names on. The Taz says not that way. The Taz says no. Even if they come to Zachar Zeh, they're still both Tameh. It's not Deimit Tashnei Shvilin. Why is it not Deimit Tashnei Shvilin? That's what Achrenim are very busy with. Most of the Achrenim learn, the Prideya, the Shevet Halevi, the Aruch HaShulchan, they learn that the difference is, what the Taz means to say is, that by Shnei Shvilin, a person has a Cheskas Taira. The person is Tar. Elamai, you want to be Metamim and say you went down the street which is Tameh? Mechatesi, Al Tetamenu Misafik. Don't be metamim. As opposed to when it comes to a kesem, a woman walks into bed and she finds dam, she's tummy. You got to get out of that. You're becheskas tummy now. Get out of that, you need a tliya. You need a tliya brura. Over here, you don't have a tliya brura. Because you don't know that for sure that the dam came from you. Because that the dam came from the bird. There's another lady that also has a kesem that claims that the dam came from the bird.
Even though the lady has
cheskas tara? Even though the lady has cheskas tara, they're understanding that she lost her cheskas tara as soon as she found the kesem. She's coming with a kesem now, and meila, she has already a cheskes tumah. The fidus, the shach, schurlik on the taz, he says, not that way. The shach says, no, it's no different than shnei shvilin and bezer chazet tar. How did he understand? The chur understands, like Ramesh is saying, that in Echonami, that she has a cheskes tara. It's actually, in other words, the shail is, when a woman comes in with a kesem, is she be'etzem tomei, until she finds a tliya? Or no, as long as she has a tliya, she's tar. Unless you could prove that a tliya is not a good tliya. So, is she becheskes tumo or becheskes tara? This woman's coming in, she's coming with a tliya. You want to say it's a bad tliya? Mechatez, it's a bad tliya. Or do you say, no, she's tamei until she has a good tliya. Is she innocent until proven guilty, or guilty to proven innocent? So you look at the Lashon, it's meduyik in Lashon, at the end of the Nekudat HaKesef, he says, Rabbanan gazu ala kesem, hecha delikat lemitli b'midi. The Rabbanan were only gazu on a kesem where she has no tliya. The Taz seems to say the other way around. The Rabbanan were metame you unless you have a good tliya. So you're tummy. If you have a good tliya, you could get out of the tumah. Here you don't have a good tliya. The Shach says the other way around. Unless you could prove to me that your tliya is not a good tliya, then you're tar. You're only tummy if you don't have a good tliya. And Pasha says you have a good tliya. Now the Shach is bedas the Taz though. Why do I have to bring in? Why don't I have a good tliya? Why do I have a shayla b'chlal? Why is my tliya not a good tliya? The first lady comes in and she says, listen here, I found the kesem and it was a nisaski b'tzipur. So I have a chayla tliya. Because there was another lady that was also maybe nisaski, why is that megareh? So you could say that l'chayla, who says that it's a good tliya? Who says that this bird has dam b'chlal? Because it could be that all the dam came out by the other lady. So it's like a safek tliya. But that's only going to help you maybe for the second lady. But the first lady, for sure, it had dam at the time that the first lady was nisaski in it. For sure, the first lady should have a tliya. So it seems from the Chavis Das that the reason why you have to bring in the other lady into your shayla is because it could be that you don't have a tliya. The fact that there's another lady that also found dam that was nisask and a tzipur is migareya from your tliya. You're telling that you have a tliya, and it could be you don't have a tliya because it could be that the dam came onto another lady. So the reason why I have to bring her in, it's not considered a good tliya because not because there was no dam inside, because there's another lady over here that claims that that dam is hers, and therefore it's migareya in your tliya.
You never know.
You never know, but over here this. You never have another reason to say that it didn't, though. So you have another reason to say that it didn't come from here. The problem is, like the Chavis Das himself says, it says, Gemara says, Mefurish Benegei Tiksubis, if a army came into a city, all the Kehenneses are Aser. Because we have to be Cheshish that they were in Nivla Be'aser. I think the Elam is holding, the Bashar is holding by Tafta Samanalaf, Pesel Besuach. However, if there's a Machbay, if there's one place that has a hideout, even if it has a hideout only for one lady, all the Kehenneses are Tara, they're allowed to be Tila that they were inside. Now, if they come to Zer Chizeh, the Shaila is, if I say, when the first lady comes, we say, we want to down on her. We could say that she came inside, she was inside, hiding out. But there's a lot of another Kehanis over here that also we want to tell you that we're hiding out. If another Kehanis was hiding out there, then for sure she wasn't hiding out there. So the other lady's Migareya from my ability to say that I was hiding out. The same way that the second lady, the Tliya of Dam, second way that Sprinzi is saying that I have Dam and not Freddy. Nevertheless, we're also l'chur the same thing over here, and even so, the Gemara says that it is considered a tliya. So l'chur, there's no reason why I have to bring in the other lady if I come into Beis Din and I have to, and I say I have a kesem and I have a tliya of a bird. Yesh l'ayin why b'chlal you have to bring in the other lady in the first place, and why you don't have a glatz tliya. L'halach l'maisa it seems that most places can go. L'halach l'maisa like the shach to be mekol b'zecher. Zeh Shiva Levi says mokum atzurich. Mikilin Kaval say, but it seems that means that Mikra didn't, that's how he paskins. It seems that Roy Pais can go, Allah Lamaisa, that a Afilu Bezecher Zeh, when is Bezecher Zeh? When is Bebas Achas in a Chanami? Tell me, but when is Bezecher Zeh in a Chanami? They both turn.